Vivian Joy here. And today I want to talk to you about affirmations, positive affirmations. I get often asked what I think and feel about these. And I have to be honest at all times, it's just who I am. And whilst I'm a mindset coach first and foremost, a deep structure mindset coach, helping people understand what's going on in their belief system and their minds and their hearts and their thoughts to create their behaviours and their outcomes. And positive affirmations are certainly better than telling yourself a bunch of lies based on a whole load of thoughts that you created when you were 8 years old. Then they're very much more positive, and why wouldn't you? But actually, if you say a load of words that you don't intrinsically believe, all you are doing is lying to yourself. I'll give you some examples. So I hear things like, you know, I'll be a millionaire by next year. I'll be a size 10 by next year. I always stop eating when I'm full. These are some of the ones I hear quite a lot. I'm going to post on my social media every day until I earn 10K. And whilst they're lovely, they're not believable to the mind, where you have no idea what feeling full is. You've barely posted on social media consistently for a week, let alone every day. And actually the thought of earning 10K in your business puts you into a fear and panic because you don't believe you're worthy of that level of money. So I'm hoping you're understanding a little bit about what I'm saying. If we don't believe anything in the world, we don't store it as a belief. So if somebody said to me, oh, Vivian, you're lovely and slim and you look 20, I'm 51 and I'm definitely overweight, my brain will say, oh, really? Don't think so. I'm not going to store that as a belief. Whereas actually, if I was very close to that in my own belief system, I would add it and store it with that belief as true. And that's how we compound our beliefs and make them even stronger. That's why when we're really passionate about something and we go for it, we just stack that belief and make it even more powerful, because we're evidencing time and time again how brilliant it is. So I do post on my social media pretty much every day, sometimes multiple times a day. So actually the belief that I am very visible, I enjoy being visible, and it changes and enhances my business, is a really powerful affirmation that I wholeheadedly, if that's even a word, believe. Whereas if I said it and I didn't, I would simply be lying to myself, creating overwhelm and really letting myself down. So it's a very short one today. If you're going to say affirmations, make sure they're even close to the truth. You know, when we were in corporate, or when you're in a job and you're asked to make SMART objectives, you probably heard that, they typically had to be specific, measurable, achievable and reaching. So like the R, they had to be slightly more than you could really achieve, just to make you stretch, that stretch goal. But actually making them completely unachievable would be no good for you in any job, and certainly not in your business or your life. So this pressure that we put on ourselves to over-expect, to over-anticipate, to over, you know, prospect in the way that we want things in our lives, just creates a self-harm cycle. I've shared this self-harm cycle many, many times with my mastermind clients and my club clients and my one-to-one people, because if you understand where you sit on that self-harm cycle, then you can make sure you don't recreate it for yourself. And the first part of that is creating unrealistic expectations, which sometimes and oftentimes these affirmations that we're creating do. So create some affirmations. If you want to be more visible in your business, what is really achievable and what's the slight stretch to that? So if it's achievable to actually post 3 times a week, why not go for, I post 4 times a week, valuable content that's going to reach my ideal client. That way you're more likely to achieve it, because you're already posting 3 times a week and maybe not the best content. So we're just shifting up a slight gear, up a level, and I'm all about finding your next level, so that you are then doing the next level. And once you get to that level, you can then say maybe 5 times a week, and I maybe do a live video. So we're just step by step inching you from where you are now to where you want to be. And you don't get overwhelmed. That expectation is quite a real one of yourself, and you believe yourself. Therefore, we believe in ourselves and we feel self-pride. Very, very powerful. If you need any help with this, you know where I am. I'm very happy to run a coaching session to help you create your next level affirmations that you truly believe and are more likely to achieve.